Gary can, he has a humor that I think anybody can appreciate. And it's so simple and it slides so easy. And take you off guard, you know, really does. But I've never met anybody so absolutely honest and kind-hearted. And, you know, I don't think he'd mind me saying this, but way back there, goodness, I guess it was probably 10 years ago when I first started, when I got my license and first started talking on this net, I was a little more comfortable than those who have mic fright. I've never had that. But I didn't know what to say. And Gary made me comfortable, as he is apt to do with anybody. But I recall after that net, I don't know, maybe it was a month or so into things, and Donna said to me, she says, you know, I've been listening to you, and this Gary that calls the net on Wednesday night, he's a real gentleman. And I'd never heard her reference anybody as a real gentleman, not even me. KK4JBQ.
Curious to know, when you was checking things out, how did things go on 80 meters on 3856 this morning, then later on today? Well, of course, that was, I don't remember where you had your hand. Was it up where we at now, or is it down there, back over there at your main residence where you had the antenna issue on 80 meters?
It was, the issue was 80 meters with down in Campobello. So today, I didn't have an opportunity to check in any kind of net here until 7 o'clock tonight, and I checked into the single sideband, or tried to, but I didn't get a good idea of kind of what my station's doing on HF tonight on 3915, because it's just propagation was so bad. I mean, it was so bad, in fact, that this first time I've ever heard a relay on the sideband. And not a lot of check-ins, because it was just horrible. So I'm just wondering if some of that is just propagation, because it has been bad last week or so. So I'm not sure it's the antenna. I think it may be just some of it is propagation. But I will tell you this, that I put both antennas, and I have two jacks on the back of my tuner to where I can put two antennas. And I can hit a button and jog in between each antenna. And that had an unexpected result, in that I was thinking when I built the dipole that everybody helped me build, I got to compare it with what I call a store-bought antenna. And I didn't buy it. A friend of mine gave it to me. But, and you jog between my dipole and the infed, and oh my goodness, it's a noise difference. The dipole I built is just, when you compare the two and jog between antennas, the dipole is just, oh man, it's just super quiet. And I thought it was bad, but I've never had anything to compare it to. And which leads me to another point. Let me let this thing cycle. You know, somebody just getting their HF license, and even with me, the only reference plane I have for anything on HF is my own experiences. I've never had an opportunity to go to another operator's house or their station and listen to their station on HF, or have an opportunity to see and sit down and watch how another station operates. And I think that would be pretty interesting and pretty educational. But the point being, back to the antenna, is that, Andy, I can switch between two on 80 meters, and there is a world of difference. I can hear on the infed, and I can transmit, you know, but it's just, I really have to focus and put headphones on to hear what's being said. But the dipole's just not that way. I mean, it's just not. So, somebody take it.
K-I-4 LCO. One thing, just because I don't have anything up to transmit on don't mean I haven't listened all these years on some of these HF bands. When it comes to this time change like we just went through here this past weekend, for a little bit, propagation's going to be horrible, especially on 3915. I happened to listen in, was it Sunday night, Monday night, somewhere along then, on the sideband net, and as you found out yourself tonight, pretty much nobody here in the state, for the most part, could hear one another. And there had to be relays from people from way off in other states just to do what they're doing. Plus, I listen sometimes to WRMI, Okeechobee, Florida, out of certain programs they have down in Okeechobee. And let's see, when was that? It was last night, Monday night. For part of the night last night, I couldn't even hear it. But yet, from 5 to 6, earlier in the day, I could hear it. Then around, yes, I was playing around with it again, sometime around this time last night, and it was coming in good again. A lot of this is very much propagational. Go ahead, Larry, KI4LCI.
Oh, well, I think maybe the difference, Chad, between your dipole and your NFED, and you said there's some squirrely things going on with the NFED, and I can understand why. That is a design that's a little bit squirrely and needs some attention to, and I can't go any further without saying impedance. So I'll just stop right there. But if you have the, notwithstanding the impedance thing, if you never said what orientation your NFED was in, if it's in a sloper, an inverted L, and it depends on the height, of course. If it has any part of it that could be considered vertical, it's going to be noisier. Vertical antennas, even out where you are, depending on power lines and electric fences and anything like that that might be around, any RF source close by, a vertical will pick it up. So, anyway, and the zone, the skip zone, if you're on 80 meters with the sideband net and you have an antenna that's decent for receiving signals from a distant place, it's not going to be so good about receiving things within the state. So you need an antenna that is lower to the ground. Oh, I'd say 6 to 10 feet off the ground. your signal goes straight up, and the ionosphere reflects it straight back down, or nearly so. That's the only way you have to hear or be received by stations that are maybe 500 miles away, 300 to 500 miles. I've heard it pronounced, it's NVIS, and I've heard that pronounced different ways, NVIS, but it's near incident, near vertical incident sky wave is what that acronym is for. It's a lower antenna, maybe a dipole that's 10 feet off the ground. You'll not receive or hear distance stations, but those that are near to you, well, you'll hear them. KK4JBQ.
I'm going to keep experimenting with it and see what's going on. But yesterday morning after I got it up, I made contact on 80 meters with my dipole with somebody in West Virginia. And was talking about the NFED and my dipole and just was, you know, testing things out. And so one of the guys asked me, you know, well, tell me about your dipole, you know, this, that, and the other. And I was telling them all about, you know, how everybody on the net helped me build it and understand it and this, that, and the other. And he says, well, that's not right. And I thought, oh, Lord, you know, what if what's going on here? He says, well, you gotta have a balun on there, and you gotta do this. And he says, here, you know, go to my website and check out my pictures with, you know, what I've done with my dipole. And I went and looked at his website, and I can't remember his call, but he's got pictures of his site there on QRZ. I'm not understanding. I mean, my SWR is almost a one-to-one match. My impedance is a little low. It's 40, 45, 47, something like that. And it works. I mean, if my numbers are showing that on my analyzer, I mean, what do I need a balun for? I'm not sure exactly what he was saying, unless, you know, he had some kind of multiband something, which that's possible. When I can understand that, I can get it. But I just love my dipole. I built one here at the deer camp, got it up. And I cut it for 39.15 too. And, I mean, it works great, you know. I mean, I'm tickled to death. I have noticed, though, that I can get a little further here, and, or I have been able to make further contacts, just in the short time that I've had it up and using it. And, I don't really think I need to change from a dipole. I mean, if it's working, why do I need anything else?
For JVQ. You have a point, and he has a point. You're actually talking about the same antenna, but in different respects. Technically speaking, a dipole, a true dipole, is fed in the center. So, it is a, the mere fact that it's fed in the center means that it's balanced. The same on, if just for illustration, the same on the left side as it is on the right side. and you're feeding it with an unbalanced line if you're feeding it with coax. If you're feeding it with twin lead, window line, ladder line, you know, any of those are balanced feed lines. It's the same on one side as it is on the other. And there's no necessity for changing from an unbalanced situation to a balanced situation. That's what a balun does. Balun is a conjunction. The word itself is a conjunction of the word balanced and unbalanced. Balun. So it's a transformer. And what it will do is preserve the strength of your signal, best way I can put it. With any antenna, you're going to experience losses. Let's just, for numbers' sake, let's say your output is 100 watts. By the time it goes out, it launches out of the antenna, it could be half that. And you'd still make all kinds of contacts, but you're losing half your power. Now, while that is sufficient, it's not the best case situation. And anytime you change bands, you know, usually a dipole is cut to be a one-band antenna. That doesn't satisfy most folks. So they'll try to get third harmonic. If it's 40 meters, that's 15. So you can have a two-band antenna, for instance, and still have the same setup. But anytime you change from one band to another, the antenna is going to act differently. And so you may have just 3% of your power go out on a band that you can tune with an internal tuner, an external tuner, or whatever.
Repeater time out. Exit. Repeater time out. Clear.
Okay, Larry. There we go. 1-0.
Don't blow the fuse.
It's on an hour early due to the time change here. It's now on at midnight. KI4LCI.
You trying to tell us something?
KK4JBQ. I'm sorry. I did not take into account the fact that the repeater was not set to daylight savings. So, I was not paying attention. However, my radio didn't time out, and I have the timeout timer on the radio set to 3 minutes. It shouldn't have done that. Okay, so anyway, I don't know how much of what I said was actually heard. Can anybody fill me in?
Make sure I got it. I'm comfortable with what you said for now, up to this point. I got most of it, and I'm going to defer like I did the other night and say I don't know enough about the antenna right now to speak intelligently about it. I just have a few facts about it. And propagation has been bad the last week on 80 meters, about a week and a half. So I just want a little more time to give it a fair shake. Because I don't want to come and ask a question and don't have all the facts. And right now I don't, other than, you know, what I've told you. But I just, you know, I want a little more time with it. I'm thinking I'm liking it, but I just need to. Just need a little more time with it to, you know, to halfway speak intelligently about it. But at any rate, listen, I'm gonna call it quits. I'm starting to show my tired, and I learned a valuable lesson a couple weeks ago. Don't say a whole lot when you're tired, because you might say something and then it's just, you know, showing you're tired. So I'm going to take that lesson in play and say, I hate to cut it short with you, but I'm going to say 7-3s and I'll be clear on y'all's final. Enjoyed the conversation, by the way, as always. But I'm gonna clear on out, but I'm listening.
For JVQ. Wish you a good night as well. And this is always a worthwhile thing to do. I'm glad you brought the questions tonight. And I hope the word gets around. It would be good that the people that you're forwarding the questions from would come in, and maybe that'll happen. I truly do hope that happens. And I also hope that some other people join in. The timing for this is, you know, it just runs into the midnight hour and past. And that doesn't suit a lot of people. I understand that for sure. So, you know, it's up to what everybody wants. If this should move into another period of the day for someone else's convenience, or maybe we do this after the net on Tuesday. And, you know, Chad, if you learn that somebody wants to take advantage of something like this at another time, I think everybody would be willing to be here. Some other more convenient time to them, maybe. Anyhow, everybody have a good night. Andy, it's always good to hear you. And I've enjoyed everyone's conversation. I couldn't add a whole lot to some things that were said, but I've enjoyed it. So I'll say goodnight to everyone. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
So see, I wish we'd had something like this back when I got my tech license years ago. Question, answer, question, say. But there wasn't nothing like this that Walt's got going here back then. No one had nothing like this going. So, because I had even more questions then, I still occasionally have questions, but I had more even back then than I did. And there wasn't nothing like this here going on here where you could ask questions per se. Because as we all know, Ray Allison, he was a wealth of information, and he could have answered a lot of things that none of us would ever been able to answer. We'll talk to y'all later. KI4LZI.